And the church said, amen. Amen. Amen to that. Praise the Lord. You know, there are four words that are known and used worldwide, no matter what language, no matter what country. It is the four words that are the most popular in the world. The first one is the word okay. I looked it up this week. I had heard it in the past to find out, where did this word come from? Well, nobody really knows. They have a couple of ideas. They think maybe it came from, and I think this is fairly likely, telegraph office to let you know that you could telegraph something would send to the other one, okay, which meant open key. We're listening. That might be it. Some others have different things as to where it came from, and none of them seem to really work out. But it's the most popular word. Everybody uses it. I think it came from our country somewhere in the past, but don't know exactly where. Second word, and you shouldn't be surprised at this one, is Coca-Cola. Watch an old British TV show or something, and they're drinking Coke. When they're not drinking tea, they're drinking Coca-Cola. You know, it is one of those words and one of those things that everywhere in the world. When I was in Russia, they had Coca-Cola. They had signs up, Coca-Cola. You know, big popular word. The third word is the word hallelujah. I'm not surprised at that. I mean, from so many countries being influenced by the Bible, even the Jewish countries, people where the Jews, hallelujah. Well, the song we just sang actually had hallelujah in it, even though you didn't hear it, because hallelujah means praise the Lord, praise God. Hallel, we've talked about this before, means to praise or to give glory. Hallel. And then Yah is Jehovah. Hallel, Jehovah, praise to God. And so the world has used that, and that's a good thing to think, you know. Not only are they saying okay to each other and they're drinking Coca-Cola, but they're praising the Lord. That's a fourth word is a word that we use in our church services a whole lot. Our closing song is going to be that, about that particular word. It's a word that comes from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And again, yet it's known throughout the world and used. And so I'd like to take some time today to talk about that particular word. And that word is the word amen. Amen. Now, what does that mean? Well, we're going to talk about it. What is its popular meaning or its popular use? I bet you're going to say, well, whenever we close a prayer, what do we say? In Jesus' name, amen. And so that means it's over. I don't know about you, but, you know, I wear hearing aids now, but I used to not. And sometimes it was hard to hear whoever was leading prayer, especially if they weren't real close to the microphone. You couldn't hear what they were saying. And I would keep my eyes closed and my head bowed. And I thought, man, I'm going to feel stupid if the prayer is over and I'm still bowed down. Peeking every once in a while, you know, to make sure the guy up here leading the prayer is still praying, you know. And then I have to really concentrate, because amen is the signal, isn't it? The prayer's over. Okay, we're done. Now, let me say, there's nothing wrong with that. We need some kind of an indication. It's kind of like a period at the end of a sentence, you know. We need to know when it's finished and it's at the end. And so we say in Jesus' name, amen. I heard a story this week. I read the story about a little boy that in the 1950s, his family would watch one of these musical songs, and they had the bands and everything. And the man that would lead that, that was the host, would occasionally they would sing a Christian song, and so he would always pray after the song, you know. So that was kind of cool, you know. And this little boy would watch all of this with his parents, and I don't know how much he liked it, because when I was a kid and go to visit my grandparents in Beeville, we were forced to watch the Lawrence Welk show. You remember that? This was sort of like the Lawrence Welk show. And so he would lead a prayer, but he would always close the prayer within Jesus. No, amen. And this little boy got kind of bothered by that. And so he wrote the letter to this host of the TV show. And he said, you know, the Bible should, you should say when you close a prayer, in the Lord's name, amen. You're supposed to use amen. And you, I don't know, why are you not using amen? Well, he got a letter back from the musician and the band leader. And he said, you know, I'm sorry, you're right, and so I'll start doing that from now on. And turns out he did. And so a little boy calling attention to the fact that he did with amen started ending his prayer with amen. Of course, saying amen can be abused. Some people say if you're out amening things out in town that aren't good things, somebody makes some comment that might be derogatory or insulting or something, and you agree, and so you say amen. You know, that might be way we abuse that. But, you know, on the other hand, sometimes we use it for just casual things. I don't know that there's anything really wrong with that, because as God's people, as Christians, we are in the habit of and using it as a way to give agreement. It's not only just that the prayer has ended, but that we are expressing agreement. How many of you have not heard the definition of the word amen as so be it, right? It's just like saying in Jesus' name, so be it. And so in a way, what you're saying is, may what I prayed, what we have prayed, if it's been done in a group, be responded to by you. Lord, may it so be it. May it happen. Might be the way that we say it. Or we could, which, you know, we've already touched on, that we, and I noticed, by the way, when we had a prayer earlier, that a number of you said amen. You know, not only did the prayer leader say amen, but some of you guys said amen. It sprinkled around the auditorium. And I think that's kind of a good thing, you know, that we're responding, that we've listened to the prayer, and what's in the prayer is a positive thing, and we agree with it, and we want to give our consent, our assent to it. Well, there's some deep meanings, deeper meanings, if you will, that for all of us, we think about prayer. My motive mainly is just to encourage you to kind of loosen up on maybe a little bit the amens. Perhaps a few hallelujahs would be okay. Not trying to turn you Pentecostal, but just trying to encourage you to be a little bit more vocal in expressing your faith or the approval of what you hear. And so, you know, you look back into the Bible and you learn some things. The way the word amen was actually used in the Bible could kind of help us. And the first one that is, I just want to just touch on. It is used for a description or for the name of God. Isaiah 65:16 is one of the only places where the word amen is not interpreted. Some of the older translations, God was simply called the God of the amen. And of course, the word means who is truthful. And so some translations now say that God who is true, which is an interpretation of that. But again, the word amen, that kind of gives us the idea. But it's also the description or the name as the amen. He is the great I am, but he is also the great amen. Because he is the absolute final truth. In fact, the rabbis took the word amen, their first three letters in their Hebrew alphabet that were used in the word amen, and created a statement, which was just simply that God is trustworthy. And so God of the amen is simply a God who is trustworthy. And so when we talk about amen about God, we're saying that we can trust God. Jesus actually himself used the term of himself. He said, these are the words to the church at Laodicea in Revelation 3. He said, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness. So Jesus called himself the Amen, and in essence kind of defined it, the faithful and true witness. In a sense, that's what Amen as well says, truth, trustworthy, faithful. Jesus is the Amen. God is the Amen, because we can trust them, and we believe them and them. And so the idea of referring to God and thinking of God as the great I Am, think of him also as the great Amen, because it's that finality of statement that God is true. It is used actually also as the Word of God, of Scripture, of truth that's found in Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, Paul is talking about what he is teaching and preaching and what other Christians say. And he talks about how that the Amen has been spoken by us, Paul writing to the Corinthians, spoken to the glory of God. And so it's the Word of God, the words of God, the gospel, the Amen of God. In another meaning from it, not only is it just simply referring to God or referring to the Bible, the Word of God, it is also referring to making a statement that is truth that is stated. If you have your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 3. I want you to notice these two things. I'm going to ask you a question about it, and I want you to mull it over for a second here. In Ephesians, he starts in chapter 3 and verse 14, and let's read his prayer, and then notice, of course, he ends it with the Amen. Verse 14, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the fullness of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now, of course, he didn't say in Jesus' name, but that's all right. Using in Jesus' name is a good thing. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So asking in prayer and using in Jesus' name is good, but the Amen. Now, here's the question. Is Paul using the Amen here? Now, think about this. To just end his prayer. Is it just a period at the end of his prayer? So we know Paul is finished in his prayer by saying Amen. Well, the answer would be no, right? It helps. It helps to have Amen there at the end. And so let's do that in our prayers. But Paul's using it for a little bit more than that. It is Paul agreeing and accentuating what it is that he's just said. Now, able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is within work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen to that. Amen. He's reemphasizing how strongly he believes in that and how strongly he agrees with it. That's like whenever we're up and teaching or preaching, or you're reading something and you're in a Bible class study and somebody's making a comment that is just profound and, I mean, just very biblical, and you say across the table, Amen. I agree with you. I understand exactly what you say, and what you're saying is true, and I am here to support you in that. Now, our text is 1 Chronicles chapter 16, so if you do turn there, that would be a good thing. There's a lot in here. We're not going to read and do it. We're not going to break it apart into a long study. Just want you to read along with me and pick up at it and then notice again how it ends. So the priests, the ark has been brought in. The priests have gotten up to praise the Lord. And all the people are gathered together. They're celebrating getting it back to Jerusalem. They put it back into the tent, the tabernacle that Moses told them to build. The physical temple, the stone temple has not been built yet, so they put it back into the tent. The priests are up, and they're saying some things about God. Let me read what they're saying. Again, it's pretty much the chapter, so read along with me if you will. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell all of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord in his strength seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are all in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he's made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac, he confirmed to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. You too, I will. You will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them for their sake. He rebuked the kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations for his marvelous deeds among all the people. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. Heaven, splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in it. Let them sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And the scripture ends. Then all the people said, amen. And praise the Lord. The two words that the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And again, amen is ascribing agreement, how much you trust in that and you are supportive of that. One more scripture, Revelation chapter 7, very short. I'll read it out loud. You don't have to go to it. Verses 11 and 12, Revelation 7, 11 and 12. It's the great multitude, just Christians that are seen as the vision. They're wearing white robes, and they're standing before God, and they say, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders, and the four living creatures, they fell down to worship God, saying, amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. They started with amen and they ended with amen. It is a profound statement that Christians can make about their beliefs. And as they hear, either from the pulpit or in their own reading or in their discussions, in Bible studies, in anywhere where someone is praising God or someone talking about the truth of the Word of God, it is a good thing for us to say, amen. Can I get an amen on that, by the way? Amen. And we respond in a way that we let everybody around us know, I agree with that. I'm part of that. I believe in that. It is not, again, just to end a sentence, a prayer. It's not a period at the end of a sentence, though that's good. It is in the prayer ending that I support and believe in what I said, but also then in anything else, saying amen. With the word amen. Did you know that? Yes. Look it up. Revelation 22, take a look at the very end. The last word in the Bible is amen. It's almost as if, now John wrote the book of Revelation, inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's almost as if God knew that this would be the last book in your Bible. And what he wanted as the very last word in his Bible that all of us would read. So from Genesis 1:1, all the history through to Jesus and the gospel and all of the epistles that we read that teach us more profoundly about our Christian faith and about God and about salvation, about righteousness and purity and all the good things that we read, I want to end, God said, with this word, amen. It's almost as if God is saying, amen. And when we read it, we should all say, amen. We understand these things and we support these things and we believe these things. We know these things are true. We know these things are from God. And so, amen, all right? Don't feel intimidated not to. That's all right. Let's do it. But realize, too, when you do it, it's beyond just ending the prayer. It is confirming what you've just prayed is something you strongly believe in. And if we then respond and say amen as well, we're saying the same thing. Again, nobody's twisting your arm to do that, but it might not be a bad thing for you to do. Ending a prayer by reaffirming what's been prayed when the prayer leader ends with amen by us responding also in amen isn't a bad thing. And it's, God allows us, if you will, mainly affirming our acceptance and our agreement with whatever is stated or read or taught from the Word of God. And so any time that you're touched by that, it's all right to say amen. God has given us permission, of course. God himself is the amen. And so why wouldn't he? He ends his Bible with the word. So why isn't it a good word to use? Let's use the word amen in our life. If we don't say it out loud, at least let's think it, that we support these things. I think it's going to strengthen our faith when we do that. I know it does for me whenever to realize I'm part of this. I'm with this. This is why I'm here, because these things are true. But I want to go beyond that, and I want to say that to others around me that I believe. Jesus did close in Revelation 22 and verse 20 saying, yes, I am coming soon. And then John said, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And that would be the last thing we could say as a church as well. Come, Lord Jesus. So let's use the word amen. Amen. And again, don't feel intimidated. You feel a little bit more relaxed about it. I hope that's good. And I hope that sometimes you may speak it out loud to others around you, and also even in our worship time, that you're not violating some kind of a unwritten rule. We're kind of come from a sort of a stoic background as far as we're as a people a little bit more reserved. And I'm not trying to ask you to go all the way to the other side and be unreserved, but somewhere in there to relax a little bit. And to realize amen is a good biblical word. And that's a good reason why, because it's a good word.